Check, check.
Okay, cool. So this is interview number two. I'm just going to read the blah, blah, blah. This is, first, thanks for doing this with me, Armando.
Yeah, no problem.
We know each other from CSM, doing music together. This paper is mainly about how artists are using the internet today to kind of publish, promote their music, get it out there, their take on the whole deal. So these are kind of some questions that just revolve around that. But first, we'll just start off with some background questions, if that's cool.
Yeah.
First of all, where were you born?
I was born in Paramount, California, in Los Angeles County.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Compton until I was close to 18 years old, and then I moved to the Bay Area.
And how long have you lived in the Bay Area?
Since 1995.
Okay, so what were your musical influences growing up?
Mostly rap music, like Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Ice-T, and more, a lot of old funk music as well. In my neighborhood, they play a lot of old funk music and old school, so a lot of that was a big influence on me growing up. I grew up on most of that, so, and then oldies as well, old music, like Mary Wells and things like that, just things that were played back in the day by the older guys. So
I definitely noticed that. I know you like that old school stuff.
Yeah.
It definitely shows. What's kind of your educational background? I mean, that could go with music or just anything else.
Yeah, I went to schools in Compton. And I went to Compton High, and after that I came here to the Bay Area. And 10 years later, after the Bay Area, I started actually taking college classes. I was DJing for a while, and I was DJing for about 8 years when I got here to the Bay Area. Didn't have much money in L.A. to buy equipment, so when I got here, started working as an adult, got my own money, so I started purchasing things, and so started DJing a lot of parties and just... The equipment got real heavy, and then I had an unfortunate incident where I left my equipment in someone's garage, and they sold it all.
Oh, no.
After that, I got discouraged as being a DJ to get all the like, old school records and all that stuff that I had.
Yeah.
So I had money, so I thought, what else music? So I hit Guitariston, and I started thinking about it. So I started buying like MPC players, make things to make beats, to make my own music.
Right.
And... So from there I started on. It was in I think 2003 when I first bought my MP3 player, MPC, and
we met at CSM.
Yeah,
we did. What courses did we do there?
We did Pro Tools, I believe, when I first met you.
Right.
And Pro Tools 101, and I did Pro Tools 102. I did digital audio recording there in CSM. Then and one of the Pro Tools classes where I met one of our buddies, Victor, and he introduced me to the electronic music program at CSM.
Right.
He told me that he thought that it would be a good way to go for me because I was real interested in MIDI and whatnot. So from then on, I took the course of the electronic music thing.
Yeah.
And still haven't finished
that,
it. But
we did that sound recording class at CSM too.
Yeah, the digital audio recording class.
That was class. So... How long would you say you've been making music?
Since 2003.
2003?
Yep.
Okay. And how old were you when you had an interest in music at a young age, but when did you consider, like, at what age did you first become interested in making music?
Making music? I always wanted to be something that, as far as musically wise, when I was small, I just knew I wanted to do something with music. I wasn't really sure what it was because I wasn't really informed about, you know, what roles to play in music as far as songwriting or making beats or being a DJ and whatnot. I just knew that, you know, that was my path. I wanted to go down that road somehow. So I guess it really didn't hit me until 2003 when I lost all of my equipment and I started actually looking for other ways to make music. And that's when it really hit me. Yeah. So that's when... Around the time when I actually decided I want to make my own music.
Okay. This is a little bit off subject, but you know, I chose to do an interview with you because you've used MySpace. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've used particularly any other sites, but when did you, you know, first start using the internet as far as MySpace and possibly other sites to, you know, get your music out there, would you say?
I would say probably like 3-4 years ago was when I first started, and I started off actually slow. I wasn't really sure what it was, and
right.
I was introduced to it, and so I would say for just the last recent, maybe 2.5 years, 3 years, I've really been actually putting my music out on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's other ones I've been told about, like there's one called Moco Space, MOCO,
mm-hmm.
and they also do it. It's almost similar to MySpace, and they have their own players, and like they have their own player to play their music, and I think iTunes has like Snowcap or whatever to play your music, or you can sign right. your music on there.
There's also things like iMeme, which is like another
yeah
sharing community. Yeah.
And there's also other ways of putting your music out there besides MySpace, like TuneCore, I think it is. You can promote yourself on there.
Mm-hmm.
Play as many MP3s. There's a site called that. And I guess you put your songs on there, you pay your fee, whatever, and they promote your songs. I guess a lot of people are listening to songs out there.
Yeah.
On these, there's a bunch of different ones. I mean, there's so many out there.
They kind of go on and on right now.
Yeah.
Well, I know we're interested. You know, we're kind of in the process of doing our own website.
Yeah.
So this is more of a personal approach now.
Yeah.
Hopefully that goes well. But this is kind of a recap, but what would you say first influenced you to start making music? You know, was it just a love of music, or was it someone in particular you saw doing it and said, hey, I could do that, or...
Actually, what inspired me to buy that MPC player, it was Dr. Dre. I seen a commercial with him on it. He was on an airplane, and I guess he was like way in the back or something in the dark, and he had it, and it was just lit up with the blue light that it showed at that version of the time that they made it.
Mm-hmm.
It just looked so cool. He was right there, you know, hitting the drum pads and making music to it. I said I had to get one of those. It inspired me a lot to get one of those.
So what was the first piece of equipment you bought or used to start making music?
The MPC.
The MPC, definitely. Yeah. What model MPC were you using?
I think it was the 2000.
2000 XL?
Yeah, 2000 XL.
I know you got rid of that, kind of a shame.
I did.
But I know what you have now, but, just to recap, what equipment gear do you use currently?
I use, gear-wise, I have a Yamaha DX100.
Synthesizer?
Synthesizer. It's older, from early 80s. And I have a M-Audio Oxen 49 that I use. For a MIDI controller.
Keyboard controller.
And a Casio PX700 88 keyboard. That's a digital piano that I use as well. And I have a guitar, some tambourines, different things, drums
that I use to
record song. Software. I use, mainly for recording music, I use Pro Tools to make music, to make instrumentals. I use Reason. Mm-hmm. Those are my main two focus programs.
Okay.
I also use Print Music by Finale to get certain notes that I want right on. It's like a music editing program for notes.
Mm-hmm.
So I use that as well. And then Peak for recording sounds, editing them before I take them out and put them into like Reason or Pro Tools.
Mm-hmm. What were your kind of reasons for changing equipment over time? You mentioned you had an MPC first. And now you've kind of transitioned to a more sort of software-based setup.
Yeah, it was the MPC that I had was real hard for me to get sounds into it. I mean, to record sounds into it, it went old school. It used the quarter-inch jack in the back. It was analog recording, so I felt the sound quality wasn't that great as far as getting sounds, and I didn't know where to get, at the time, I didn't know where to get the original discs, like to refill sounds for that. They didn't have a lot out there. Mostly people sampled their sounds into it. And I guess if you sampled your sounds and you needed a really good sound source from the other end, put in the input to it, which I didn't have at the time. So it kind of sucked for me because I had these low quality samples that I was making beats with. And it didn't really. So once I found out about other things like the computer and it sounded so way better, I put that to the side and started working with the more computer programs. It was easier.
Right.
I got more sounds, more high quality. So that's why eventually I just sold it.
Yeah. So have these kind of new pieces of software, new hardware, just I'd say sort of technical innovations in a sense, have they, changed or, your process to making music?
I think so. I think it's a lot faster nowadays. You don't have to sit there and record your songs or sample them from a keyboard or whatever to get them into the MPC player. And not talking down on the MPC player because if I had it now, it'd go great with the equipment I had now. But
right. At
that time, if you're just starting off and you just had that piece of equipment, it would be kind of tough to just to get sounds into it. Let alone to learn it. It was kind of difficult to learn all them little windows and things they had. So.
Okay, so kind of moving towards more of the internet and stuff. This is just kind of yes or no. Do you use the internet and its resources to post and publish your music?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Specifically, what websites, tools, or P2P sites do you use?
MySpace to promote, just MySpace, and then a little bit of Facebook. Facebook's not really towards things, but I just have pictures on there.
Okay.
Showing music things.
When did you first use the internet, would you say? When was the first time you used it to do that?
I would say like around
2005.
Yeah.
How did you learn about it?
I can't remember. Somebody must have told me about it, but I just can't remember. And I know I used it once. I think somebody told me to check out their profile, and I used it once, and then from there on, I did more exploring myself. Found out that they had music sites as well, so that's when I decided to go ahead and.
Okay. Well, which internet website did you first use?
For the music? It would have been MySpace.
Definitely MySpace,
yeah.
Okay. Since then, you've mentioned you've used maybe one or two other sites to further that. Do you think that these, websites or tools... promotion techniques are easy or difficult to use?
At first, they might be difficult if you don't know about them, but once you get the hang of it, they're pretty simple, and they're pretty quick as well, especially the MySpace. I thought it was pretty simple to do, just to get your MP3 and download to their site. And
right.
So I thought it was pretty simple.
Okay. So if someone came to you, asked you, I'm interested in what you're doing, what sites, websites, things like that would you, recommend someone to use for doing that now?
I would recommend MySpace to get them started, and as they go along, there's other ones.
Right.
Like I said, there was the other one, MocoSpace as well. They do the music thing as well. I don't know. I don't think MocoSpace is really out there. A lot of people don't know about it.
Right.
So MySpace, a lot of people know about it. Facebook is another big thing that's coming out, but it's not too music friendly. On the Facebook, so I would still direct them towards MySpace because that's the more musical friendly thing right now, to get your music out there.
Mm-hmm. What do you, think that the benefits of these websites are, just in general, for musicians?
Benefits me. I've had people from all around the United States send me messages saying they like my music or just questions in general about music. How do you get that sound, or what do you use to record? And I've even emailed people from Florida, from Chicago, from New York, back and forth from here in California, song files, and they send me a verse, and then I would affect it on my Pro Tools program, send it back to them, MP3 file. So I've exchanged music with people from all around the United States, even
from
Texas.
So you've moved from beyond just kind of talking about it to actually... sending and receiving music back and forth and working with other people
from other
statewide.
States.
That's cool. Would you say you use them kind of just as much today as you did when you first started, or has that kind of died down for you?
I still use it. I still put it up. I'm not on it as much as far. I mean, before I would actually talk with the people and email them or whatever. Now it's just I'm on and off. I put my music up there. I'm off. There's so many people on there that ask me questions that I really don't. Sad to say, but really don't have time to answer all right. the questions. Yeah.
So, I mean, you've been using them for 4 or 5 years now. What would you say is kind of the best part about them?
The communication with other people, the music, you get your music out there. It's simple, it's easy to do, and
it's free.
It's free, and yeah. that would be like a major factor because a lot of people cannot pay, especially if they're just starting off with their music, they won't be able to pay for a website to do it.
Right.
But, yeah, and... And then another thing is to let people know to where to find you at, because mm-hmm. else nobody would know you.
Right. So generally, you'd say you're pretty happy, or you know, you feel like they definitely have been something positive for you.
Yeah, because I have people. I mean, I've did songs with people in Chicago, and I've never even seen them in person, but we have a song together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a big influence. I mean, people get to know you all around, and. Regarding of if they're big or not. I mean, there's a lot of people out there doing music. I mean, you can get your music out to DJs that way. Hook up with a DJ that's on MySpace. Give him your music, and he can, if he likes it, they'll play it. I mean, there's so many ways to get your music distributed out there.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, as far as, you know, kind of your uses for it, would you say that, you know, you feel like it's been successful in the promotion and kind of sharing with other people?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Because somebody hears about me, they actually have a place to go and see what I've been doing and what the music sound like. So, it's been beneficial for me.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is kind of the greatest impact on you and your music since you started using these means for kind of getting your music out there?
The greatest impact? Not really sure.
It's a tough question.
Yeah. I mean, just being able to have my equipment with me.
Do you feel that these sites and being able to share with people is kind of a motivator and helps you be proactive and actually make
yeah,
music?
It makes me want to. Now that I know that people are listening, and people are out there wanting. I mean, a lot of people email me and say they want more. They want more. Send me your new stuff. So yeah, it motivates me to keep working on things and. Mm-hmm. To be better, to become better at it, to make it sound better. So when I give it to them, I still get a cool reaction from them. Oh, that sounds nice. It's better than the last one or whatnot. So, yeah, it does.
So, I mean, it's kind of, you have a fan community that's live and in person. You also have a fan community that's completely digital. Do you feel like, you know, MySpace has brought you closer to people?
Not that many of people, but yeah, it has. I mean, I've met some people in person that is from the internet. No weirdos or nothing, but...
yeah.
I have met people in person from the internet that I've met on the internet, musically wise. So, yeah, I think it brings me closer to the people. And hopefully I can get more, exposure out of it once I get more music. And I'm actually looking for somebody to run the MySpace for me so I don't have to, so I can keep it up.
Right.
So, yeah.
Nowadays, because it's free, obviously so many people are making music, the ability to create a page is, takes 5 minutes. Do you feel like these resources, do you feel like it's difficult or easy to kind of separate yourself from other musicians out there using these sites?
Yeah, especially if they don't know about them or if they're not willing to get, because there's a lot of people still old-fashioned that don't want to use the internet for, and then there's bands out there that don't have time to be on the internet, so it does separate you in a way, because you are getting people listen to music in a certain way, and then they are out there getting their music heard in a different way, so it's all about trying to do both, trying to get out there and trying to stay connected to the internet, because once you get out there and then you leave, people still want to be able to look for you or find you somehow, so the internet is a good way that people can still reach you.
So I'm sure you've developed, people know you make music just through friends and things, and then you've also met people online, do you feel like in general it's just sort of kept people interested?
I think so. I think people see new pictures of whatever I do or new music, and it keeps them wanting to ask questions. So, mm-hmm. And people that meet me, I can't put everything that I do or everything that I music that I record on the internet. You know, right. Not all the pictures that I do or things that I do, I don't post it all on the internet. So once they meet me and they get a chance to talk to me, they realize that, you know, I am doing a lot more than what they see on the internet. So
right.
It does keep them interested from one point to another.
Right. Do you, you're a music fan. Do you use, like, MySpace or any of these resources to find new music for yourself personally?
Not much, but I have. I've found real old music that I couldn't find in music stores. Like, just old music that I remember from back in the day, whatever. I tried to look for them on iTunes. iTunes is getting better, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting older music on. Before, when they first started, they were just putting new music.
Right.
But now, yeah, they're getting more older stuff. And so I have looked for old music, old artists that I know that don't sing anymore. So let me look them up on MySpace and see if they come up. I found some I haven't found.
Right.
And then later on, like 6 months later, I remember again. I look them up again. I might find another one that wasn't there before. So it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even they're learning about it, so then they want to put their older music, I assume, on there as well. I'm not sure if they probably feel like, I wonder if people are still looking for this music, and, you know, somebody's always out there looking for something, so.
And it's so funny, it's just a name, MySpace.name, you know,
yeah.
Whoever it is,
yeah.
You're bound to kind of find them out there,
yeah.
Now. So, generally, since the emergence, you know, of these sites, these resources, do you feel you've had a more intimate experience in finding music and interacting with new musicians?
Yeah, I've also got, I assume that just as well as people listen to my music and they like it, I've also listened to other people's music and I found out, you know, well, this artist is pretty good and this artist is pretty good, you know. So, yeah, I think so, interacting with music like that, I found other music, other people's musicians that you never even heard of before. They have pretty cool songs. I guess it's to everybody's liking, you know, what kind of music you're looking for, or
right.
What catches your ear.
Okay, so lastly, but just before some real basic questions, do you think that these new resources will continue to evolve to benefit musicians in the future? And if so, how do you feel like that's going to change?
I think so. I think the internet and the downloading music is way faster. People want their music right there, especially when they remember it on the dot. They can get it from the internet. Why drive to the music store when you can just download it here and start listening right away?
Right.
So it saves you a trip, and I think a lot of people are going to like that more in the future, especially once they start getting into the music, especially the younger generation. They know all about, that's all they know is downloading music because they don't have a car to go to the, you know, to the music store and buy a CD or whatnot. And I thought it was real helpful when they came out with buying the single songs, because sometimes you didn't want to buy the whole album.
Yeah.
You know, you just wanted certain songs on there. So it was real helpful.
So, I mean, that's kind of a look at as far as like finding music. But do you think, like, just in terms of as a musician yourself and using, you know, kind of as these new MySpaces and sites are evolving, do you feel like they're going to be able to have individuals separate themselves? Do you feel like it's going to be just crazy in the future, or do you think it's just going to continue to grow to really help people?
I think MySpace will grow in the music thing. I don't see it dying out anytime soon. I know that like Facebook is taking over, but as far as music wise, MySpace it seems like it's getting bigger as it goes on. So,
right.
Yeah.
So these are just kind of some personal things. How old are you now?
I'm 32.
And I know this, but what's your ethnicity?
I'm Hispanic.
Okay. And well, I think that's it. Thanks for your time and doing the interview with me. And yeah,
that's cool.
Right. All right.